Hey everybody, Mr. Poetall back again for another episode in the Here series. Coming to you kind of late, but maybe it's early for you when you're listening to this. It's 10:28 Eastern Standard Time, June 8th, 2023. How y'all doing? What y'all do today? This, I almost said it was Wednesday. It was Thursday today. You know, a little throwback Thursday. Had to chill with the team, you know what I'm saying? Just came in, chilling with the cats. Shout out to Chaos Entertainment. You know, they got me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like to say somebody got my back. Nah, that's just me. That's my own little shit. Been stabbed in my back and betrayed behind my back and shit like that, so that's just me. But I know Chaos Entertainment, I know Lodi Guns got me. So, for real shit, this is the happily ever hereafter. What that looks like to me is as we were speaking about yesterday, hereafter means from now on. So if it's happily ever hereafter, and that means from now on, you're going to be happily, happy, forever, from now on. I'm going to take care of myself, take care of my dog, Coco, and my mouse. Hey girl, you know, y'all be on the lookout. Blackout Productions got a lot going. You know, we're working with a lot of different teams right now. And I just pray that y'all stay and keep listening and share with everybody. This is not just about the music. It's about life. So I don't know what that noise is. Well, I just moved to a real busy street and I just be hearing shit. I ain't even gonna lie. It's weird. I don't know if that was adult ADHD or just me being, you know, cautious. Either way. It's a great ass vibe already here where I just moved. 6 days in. Tomorrow will be 7. So I'm gonna take the time to rest. You know, come to y'all with some real shit. As I always do. But I feel like it's time for me to dive in to each leg of my team, everything that I am bringing to you, everything that I'm about. So this happily ever hereafter is the start, you know, if it wasn't already the start of this Here series, that's H-E-R-E series. Although you can hear it, H-E-A-R series, you are hearing it, and I appreciate you for listening. I appreciate you for staying on this journey with me, because that's what life is. It's a journey. It's a journey and a dream. So just, I don't know, rock with me. Vibe with me. You know, I got an easy vibe. I'm just chilling. Said, you know, me and my Coco, me and my dog, we just chilling. I mean, we like watching wrestling. We like eating. You know, we like good movies. I mean, comedies, good romances. You know, mainly pride-friendly romances. You know, like a good drama movie, but we don't like drama in our life. because hell nah. You know, to keep it G, keep it gangster, keep it short, you know. I don't like drama in my life. Somebody once told me to shake that dirt off my shoulders, so shout out to you. It's time. So I'm feeling like a pimp. So I'm going to go ahead and brush my shoulders off. And ladies, as pimps too. Go ahead and brush your shoulders off. For everybody who feel like there's so much dirt on their shoulders, but you just trying to get over to that next part of life, you know, where the grass is greener and, you know, all them other sands over the rainbow, you know, y'all know, pick one, you know, pick your favorite one. Either way, if you're trying to get to that happily ever hereafter, Mr. Poetall, the healer, it's going to show you how to get to that next chapter. I appreciate y'all for listening. I'm thanking the heavens above for everything that came on today. You know, from conversations to my aid, conversations to my apostle, conversations to my God, conversations to my dog, conversations to the cat. Just conversations. You know, simple conversation can kill the miscommunication. But it has to be two-way, not just one-way. And it can't be a forced runway. Like, don't be riding down my street reckless driving. Because, I mean, I don't know, y'all. Y'all see the long road of your happily ever hereafter. I know you might be wondering, like, damn, when am I going to get my happily ever hereafter? From now on, be happy, everlasting. Let that happy moment be longer than the juicy fruit. Let it be everlasting. Not long lasting. Let it be everlasting. That is more than long lasting. When it's everlasting, and the happy is everlasting, we are hereafter. From now on, you will focus as I focus and you focus on yourself. Don't worry about what they say. Their opinions are just to be put on a shelf. Because hell, they put you on a shelf. You know, and it doesn't mean you gotta, please don't go in, degrade and drag their name through the dirt. No. Know your worth. That's what I'm saying. Because it's time to get back to life. It's time to get back to reality. Those dreams that you've been having, they are reality. You can achieve anything. Best believe that you can achieve. Matter of fact, you will achieve anything. Somebody say you just gotta try a little hard. You just gotta work a little harder. Work, 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 work. I know we like to work hard and play hard. And yeah, I'm pulling all out the punches so it resonates in your soul like honey bunches of oats. I hope that you chew on these grains. Don't choke, because I'm not trying to choke you. I'm just trying to put hope in you. Everybody wants to look to this person and look to that person. I'm not asking you to look to me. Just asking you to look to the message. Open your ears to the message and see the truth. It's time to seek the truth. The truth is, you will get your happily ever hereafter. But it starts from now on. You have to be you. Don't be. No offense to anybody that I'm about to name. Don't be 2 Chainz. Don't be Drake. Don't be Lil Wayne. Don't be Jay-Z. Don't be insert name. Don't be Beyonce. Don't be Nas. Don't be Lil' Kim. Don't be Missy Elliott. Don't be Katy Perry. Don't be Shawn Mendes. Don't be Harry Styles. Don't be One Direction. Only look in one direction. That's all I'm saying, is there's only one direction to your happily ever hereafter. To that next chapter. I promise you, it will come. Submission equals permission. And once permitted, you will be sent in it. What am I talking about? I'm talking about realizing who is there for you. If you're still unsure, look to the skies above, and they will ensure your life insurance. Thank you. It's been a pleasure for this here series, because we are here in this series. God placed me here for this series, so you can hear this series. This is a challenge every day that I podcast and say what needs to be said. There are people out there, John Mayer, dreaming with a broken heart. When you're dreaming with a broken heart, the waking up's the hardest part. You roll out of bed and down on your knees, and for a moment you can barely breathe. I just want you to take that time to put in forth the rhyme for your reason. Stop pointing fingers. Because we've all done shit. I've done shit. It's okay, Carl. Come here, Ma. Come here, Ma. Come here. Hey, girl. Go lay down. Go lay down. Coco knows what time it is. It's time to move. For you. For the grace of peace. You will find your peace. Sometimes peace sounds like that. Because when others may think that it's loud, know that those sounds are the sounds of protection. So I thank the Father for my dog, Coco. I thank the Father for every listener in every country, on every continent. It's time to make peace. You're happily ever hereafter is now.